Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2596, Money Management Tips by Sandra Kenrick with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where every day I read and offer commentary on some of the best personal finance blogs on the web in about 10 minutes or less. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Money Management Tips by Sandra Kenrick with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Money management doesn't come easy for everyone. Learn some key features of a solid money management strategy. Fact, your money beliefs, not your paycheck, determine whether or not you will accumulate wealth. That's because for some, there is no amount of money in the world that would be enough to encourage them to save or invest. What you think about money ultimately determines how you use it, or if we're going to be honest, how it uses you. Money management skills are learned. You either learn from your environment or you learn it through a conscious money management plan. Nod your head if this sounds familiar. You know you earn well, but you can't seem to scrape a few dollars together to open an investment account or grow your emergency savings. If this isn't you, but you take time off work to do financial admin, you might as well nod your head too. In both instances, your money doesn't work for you. Here's some advice to help you get control of your life and better manage your money. Tip number one, define money management. If the thought of money management conjures up an image of a banker in a suit carrying an expensive leather briefcase and discussing financial jargon that leaves you wondering whether it's even English, you're right. Money management includes wealth-building principles such as saving and investing. You're also right if you think that money management involves budgets and knowing where every dollar goes. Both of these can be boring as dirt, but it doesn't have to be. For starters, on the wealth building side, there are a number of fintech giants making investing and saving easier and cheaper. Some of them allow you to invest for as little as a dollar. Your personal budget doesn't have to be a mission either. Gone are the days where you worship at the altar of a spreadsheet. Say hello to automated finances instead. And for that, you need systems. Tip number two, reach your goals with a system. Dealing with a sandstorm of receipts and bills on a Saturday morning is not only a dreadful way to spend the day, but it's also unnecessary. Almost every type of payment can be automated, and almost any bank can help facilitate the move to automation, like moving money to your savings, or paying bills such as utilities, rent, loans, education, etc. Squaring off your credit card debt every month because you're averse to high interest. Investing, yes, this can be automated. Maxing out retirement. And allocating money for your guilt-free spending. The earlier you start, the better. It's the long-term investment effect. Setting up auto payments the first time shouldn't take more than an hour or two. Ramit spends less than an hour a month on his personal finances. Tip number three, say goodbye to the budget and hello to conscious spending. Ramit has a friend that spends $21,000 just to go out in 1 year. That seems bonkers when you consider the average salary in Iowa is $31,000 annually. However, this friend has discovered the cure to the budget. Shall we call it the anti-budget? That anti-budget has a name, and it's called conscious spending. It's where you finally understand that random spending doesn't serve you just because it's cheap or popular or conventional. Conscious spending means you decide exactly where you're going to spend your money, for going out, for saving, for investing, for rent, and you free yourself from feeling guilty about your spending. Along with making you feel comfortable with your spending, a plan lets you continue growing towards your goals instead of just treading water. The simple fact is that as young people, most of us are not spending consciously. We're spending on whatever, then reactively feeling good or bad about it. You're going to start spending on the things you love instead. If you like going to the spa but can't be bothered about streaming services, why would you have them? Just so you can say you do, or maybe from FOMO, the fear of missing out? Here's the trick though. Before you can spend without guilt, it's important that your bills are paid, retirement is funded, emergency savings is in place, and you're building wealth. Tip number 4, plan for retirement. You can't talk about money management and not throw in a decent amount of effort into retirement. And no, this is not just a clever way to cave to societal pressure and wait until you retire to start living. Who came up with that nonsense anyway? Planning for your retirement is an important component of creating your best life because the goal is to work less the older we get, isn't it? So how much do you need to retire? While retirement planning is different for everyone, a quick calculation can use the 4% rule. This means if you need $50,000 per year, you should have $1.25 million stashed away in a retirement account somewhere. While you are still able to generate an income, you need to fund your retirement account. In fact, your ability to earn an income is your best asset. Check out our retirement guide that walks you through the ins and outs of the various retirement products. Some takeaways include, there are tax benefits to retirement savings. Matching your 401k is money for free. In other words, just do it. Pay attention to restrictions so you don't pay the overfunding penalty, and know whether you qualify for a Roth IRA or not. While you're free to build up your retirement funds and any other investment account too, it's better to max out your retirement products first because taxes. Compare quotes from financial advisors to find the product that will help you reach your goals. Tip number 5, start investing, but keep it simple. You can't talk about money management and not talk about investing. Okay, we said that about retirement savings too, but it's vital to your financial future. If you've been a fan of Ramit for a while, you might recall his Ladder of Personal Finance guide, which lists every money move you need to make to optimize how your money works for you. Rung number 1, 401k, max out matching, save at least 5%. Rung number 2, debt, pay it off. Interest rates paid on debt don't serve you in the long run. It's also great not to max out your credit as it affects your credit score. Rung number 3, Roth IRA. If you qualify for this product, use it. You simply can't miss out on the tax benefits. Rung number 4, max out 401k. If you haven't already, max this out. Once again, tax benefits. Rung number 5, non-retirement account. Finally earned your stripes to dip your toes into other types of investments. There are a few things to consider with investing. For starters, just like your retirement savings, you're in this for the long haul. There are no shortcuts and quick wins here. Okay, there might be one or two, but don't bank on it. Your financial future rests on your ability to keep your hands off your investments for as long as possible. It's also important to know the risk of investing and whether the period you're investing in will cover the costs. If you're starting out, start small and cheap. A robo-advisor also happens to be a good way to automate your investments. It also helps to know that an investment is not a great vehicle for an emergency fund. You're going to want to stick those funds in a capital-preserving account such as a savings account at a bank. Your financial goals, along with a streamlined method for managing your personal finances, will determine your financial situation in the long run. It's important to know that every dollar that passes through your account is a potential seed, and you have the opportunity to plan it well. Clever money management allows you to live your rich life now and in the future. You just listened to the post titled Money Management Tips by Sandra Kenrick with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think the hardest part of money management is simply building the desire to save. We've been conditioned since birth to be consumers. It takes a lot of intentionality to push back against that and actually prefer to save and invest our money over spending it. I think we still look at having nice things like a fancy car or luxury goods as a marker of success. It appears that we're doing well. But if you consider how much these things are acquired through taking on debt, it's pretty clear that you don't have to have money to have nice things. The nice thing about automating your saving and investing is that you do the heavy lifting up front and then you don't have to think about it much after that. Most people see the benefit of this with an employer-sponsored retirement plan, like a 401k. You set it up once and you can make changes to it if you need, but it's mostly automated. You don't need to make a decision every month about how much you're going to save towards retirement. You can replicate this with other financial goals, like paying off debt and saving an emergency fund, and then spend what's left over guilt-free because you've paid yourself first. I've found money management to be mostly rooted in good habits, like saving a portion of everything I earn. Having a good system in place that includes automation has helped me immensely in that regard. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Tuesday show, where your optimal life awaits.